Bombers and Rays at the Trop. Tampa Bay trying to raise their win total, but Road Warrior Zach Davies had other ideas. First, though, some offense. Orlando Arcia facing Alex Cobb in the third.
And Broxton's running again, and Arcia shoots one into right field, diving and not able to get it as Sousa. And Broxton had to hold up, and now they're waving him in. He will score, and Arcia to second. And the Brewers grab the lead in the third.
Boy, very fortunate were the Brewers. That could have turned into a double play very easily had Sousa been able to make the catch.
And the 3-2. He'll take a seat. That is strike three called. Out number one in the fifth.
Yeah, he was trying to sell that one to the home plate umpire, but nothing doing. That had plenty of the plate.
4,550 game range as he takes a look, and that is strike three. Went around at Echevarria.
Adrian Johnson didn't hesitate, rung him up.
Here's the 1-2. There's a bouncing ball to Arcia. Sogard for one on the first. That's a double play. 6-4-3. Inning over. Well, they break up the no-hitter, but the shutout intact with the bases loaded. There's a fly ball hit into center field. Room for Keon Broxton. And the Brewers are out of the inning. Jacob Barnes can exhale along with his teammates. Perez swings and lifts one into left center field. He hit it well, and it is gone! Hernan Perez goes deep in the ninth, and it's 2-0 Brew Crew.
Well, there you go. Stanek has a propensity to give up home runs, and there's one. A big one giving the Brewers a 2-0 lead.
Two strikes to Adani Echevarria. And there's a ground ball to Arcia, and it's another shutout for the Milwaukee Brewers. My goodness, this pitching is next level excellent right now. It is just amazing.
Amazing, right? 22 scoreless innings for this Brewers pitching staff dating back to Thursday against the Cardinals. Last run they gave up was the fifth inning on Thursday against St. Louis.
Here's Brewers skipper Craig Counsell after the win.
Zach was, he was really flawless. He was outstanding. Got through seven innings in really efficient way and really very little rallies. One, they had second and third with two outs once, I think was probably the biggest rally that they had going. So he pitched beautifully. I mean, he had four pitches working, and it's four real weapons and four pitches he can use to get outs with. So it was it was a great performance from him, and he's on a nice little run right here. It was pretty clear cut to me. I mean, getting seven, I think, got us to a place where we were very, comfortable with Barnsley and Swarzak, and we would have matched up in the seventh inning, and I would have felt good about that. But he getting us through seven was, he did his job for sure. And I thought it was the right time. Yeah, Travis, he's got a neck contusion, really. The ball hit him really square on the left side of the neck, which I'm sure you guys saw on TV. So he's doing okay. His neck's just a little stiff, really, right now. So just day-to-day, he's passed all the tests and nothing to be concerned about, but he's just a little stiff right now.
Zach Davies turned in a brilliant seven-inning scoreless gem, allowing just one hit. Here's Davies reacting to his outstanding performance.
You know, it's big. There are going to be times during the season where both sides need some help. So it's one of those things where we see that, we need to pick it up and we need to kind of help out and pick up the team that way. So it's going to go back and forth. I know from experience that it's happened to me. So that each side of the ball, the team's going to pick each other up. It was a night that I wanted to go out there, be aggressive, get early contact, and kind of like Woodruff did last night where, he got himself into a little bit of a jam, but after that he settled down and he got after guys and he got into the seventh inning. So I kind of wanted to recreate that and help out getting innings in and turn it over to our bullpen at the end of the day. Every time out I want to get into the seventh or eighth inning, but the game's going to dictate that, and also just how you get there is going to help out too. So going forward, that's always my goal. It's always been my goal, and now that I've turned the page and gotten on the right track with kind of being aggressive, keeping the ball down, getting early outs, it definitely helps out.
This series continues Sunday with Jimmy Nelson on the mound for the Brewers against Chris Archer for the Rays.